It is excellent to have you with me. My name is Andrew Mierke. Welcome to Never Heard That. This is the third show of a group of three, focusing on three outstanding female artists of the 1980s. I feel that the 1980s are mostly misrepresented in popular culture, so this is my small attempt to rectify that. The third artist I wanted to highlight is Irish artist Sinead O'Connor and the single Troy from her 1987 debut album The Lion and the Cobra. Sinead O'Connor has certainly left her mark on popular culture. Not one who shies away from controversy, she has often been frontline news. She is such a powerful figure, and through the years she has strongly expressed her views on religion, women's rights, war and child abuse, whilst recording and releasing 10 solo albums and collaborating with many others. By all accounts, O'Connor had an unsettled upbringing, but discovered a love of music. She joined a band in the mid-80s that, although not a breakthrough success, brought her to the attention of a record label, Ensign Records, that she ended up signing a contract with. Her first work after signing was co-writing and singing the song Heroine with The Edge from the band U2 for the soundtrack album for the film The Captive. If you are unaware of that song, it is well worth having a listen. Not only is it Sinead O'Connor's first recorded release, it happens to be a very good song, as well as being from the only solo record that has been recorded by a member of U2. And if you are a U2 fan, Larry Mullen Jr. plays the drums on this track too. Her next step was to go and record one highly impressive debut solo album, The Lion and Cobra, in 1987. The album was very well received throughout the world, and there were three singles released, including today's track Troy. Interestingly, O'Connor recorded this album whilst heavily pregnant with her first child. It is likely, however, that most people will be more familiar with what came next. Second album, 1990's I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, aside from a range of other strong songs, contained the Prince-penned track Nothing Compares to You. That one went to number one throughout the world, as did the album. Being a complete individual, she certainly didn't do what was expected next. Her next album, 1992's Am I Not Your Girl, was a collection of mostly jazz covers of songs she grew up with, and this confused her fan base. In addition, it is as part of promoting this album that includes the infamous Saturday Night Live appearance in America where she ripped up a photo of the Pope. Anyway, the Collaborations album that was released in 2005 is a startling testimony to the respect she is given for her musical prowess. Example collaborators amongst an amazing batch include Massive Attack, Peter Gabriel, U2 and Moby. The thing that initially grabbed me about today's track was the genuine passion that O'Connor brings to her vocal delivery. I feel that she takes you up and down with effortlessness. With the addition of the beautiful strings, to me this is one heck of an evocative song. I can't really find the reasons behind this, but O'Connor only sang Troy live for the year after the album was initially released and then refused to perform it again. She only relented to perform it once more in 2008. There is so much more that can be said about this complex character, but I'm just going to default to her music now. Here is the track Troy by Irish artist Sinead O'Connor from her 1987 debut album, The Lion and the Cobra.
Dublin in a rainstorm, sitting in the long grass in summer, keeping warm. I remember every restless night. We were so young then, we thought that everything we could possibly do. Tell me, when did the light die? You will rise, you'll return. Let me be phoenix from the flame. You will learn.
trying to hurt you. I swear I didn't mean those things I said. I never meant to do that to you. Next time I keep my hands to myself instead. Oh, does she love you? What do you want to do? Does she need you like I do? Do you love her? Is she good for you? Does she hold you like I do? Telling me that you love me, but just sometimes I wonder if I should know.